Recently, my daughter and I, Sabina, have been on the human brochure experience, I suppose you'd want to call it, to Canberra. And one of the things that we did while we were down there is we went to the Australian War Memorial. On the Friday night, they put on a welcoming for us at the War Memorial, and I actually thought it was worth doing a separate audio boo for that, because it's a bit of an interesting place, and it's a, you know, got a few things to talk about, so I thought it was worth doing a separate little audio boo for it. The Australian War Memorial is actually the most popular venue in Canberra. It's the reason why a lot of people go to Canberra in the first place, and I think almost everybody who goes to Canberra goes and checks it out. It's a pretty fascinating place if you're a little bit interested in history, and particularly if you're interested in military history. And for that reason, I think it was a very good choice for the welcome for all of us human brochure humans who were there in Canberra. Now, what was good about it is they really went to a lot of effort. They put on a great feed for us, and they had a lot of tour guides, presenters, whatever you want to call them, their educational guides in costume who were helping us out and showing us around the place. And it was great. It was really very good. But the reality is we're only there for a very short time, just a couple of hours. So there's no way we could actually get into the War Memorial fully and completely experience the place. It's just too huge. But we did have a really good time, and like I said, great feed. And we were in one of the main galleries where we saw an audio-visual presentation. It's interesting to see how audio-visual presentations have changed over the years. I remember back in the, well, I suppose it was late 70s, maybe even the early 80s, when I first saw a multi-projector presentation. I don't know if you remember them. You'd have music, you'd have some narration, and you'd have multiple projectors firing off slides to create a pictorial expression of what they wanted to get across. It wasn't film, it was a series of individual slides. It reminded me very much of that large curved screen, and they were throwing up all this digital imagery, you know, and it was created by Peter Jackson, who is the director who does all those amazing films. And you can see the evolution of digital photography and movie making, and how it's, and frankly, it's brilliant for showing a bygone era. Yeah, all the footage that they referenced was black and white, and I've since seen some of it. And they brought it to life with all the colours and drama and aerial fight sequences. It was really brilliant. But having it on such a large screen meant that you could have film as well as still images, along with the background music and narration, all the classic sort of filmmaking. It really was a very impressive presentation, and well worth going to the Australian War Memorial to check out. And yeah, it's a very interesting place. But while I was there, I thought I'd have a bit of a yarn to a few other people and see what they thought. One of them was a young guy who was in costume presenting about some Australian pilots and their exploits in the war and what it was like for them. And he was narrating a story and doing classic storytelling techniques, which is what all of us do here on Audio Boo, isn't it? We do a bit of storytelling about our own lives. And he was portraying a character, and I thought I'd have a bit of a yarn to him and find out what he was doing and why he was at the Australian War Memorial.
Meanwhile, though, the battle was still raging in the sky.
What's your name?
Tristan Rowlings.
Hey, Tristan. You've just presented a little talk to us about some of the World War I aviators. Is this what you do?
Yes, this is my job here. I'm an education assistant at the memorial. So our job is to mainly provide services for the school children that come through. We educate them in the stories about Australians who have served, but also give various gallery talks and after-hours tours for functions that come through as well.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a World War I light horse uniform. So it's got all the ammunition bandoliers and complete with slouch hat and emu feathers in the top.
Do you have an interest in history?
Yes, I have a great passion for military history, and in particular, remembering Australians who have served.
Yeah. What about acting?
Acting? No, never done acting in my life, actually. I've never done a drama class or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I thought you might have had an acting background.
No, just military history. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm at university as well, studying international relations and history.
Well done, Tristan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. After that, I wanted to hang out and find out what the general theme and consensus was of different people, different humans. And I thought it was well worth talking to a few people about their thoughts about the Australian War Memorial, including some family groups who were there with their little kiddies. Hello, what's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, where are we? We're at the War Memorial, aren't we?
Yeah.
What have you seen since you've been here?
I made some puppets.
You made some puppets? And what else?
A aeroplane.
Yeah. How big are the aeroplanes?
Large.
Large.
The nurse with the hair not tied up.
She's your favourite nurse.
Why is she your favourite?
Because she's kind and she tells story to us.
Good, good. What's this place about?
Airplanes.
Yeah? That'll do.
Thank you. Lovely.
Hey, Jeff, what's your Twitter handle?
Well, I'm with them. We're doing Baby Chino's Rocks.
Ah, I've seen Baby Chino Rocks a few times.
Well, there you go.
Pretty heavy duty. Tell me about the war memorial.
Well, it's if you think about what a lot of people had to do, what would we do now to thank them? And it would be something like this. And it's all taken very seriously, and it's done very well, and everyone cares, and everyone's sincere, and everyone is very respectful. So it's all done very well. It's about the right thing you could do. You couldn't do anything else. What could you do? You can't send them a check or anything. So it's terrific.
And you think it's appropriately done? The, you know, glorification versus respect?
Oh, I don't think there's a glorification. I think it's just, this is how it was. Here it is. I don't get a sense of anything like that. It's just very neutral. It's just, this is how it was.
Would you recommend people come and visit?
Sure, I think so. I think actually I was tweeting earlier about the Tomb of the Unnamed Soldier, you know, and everyone was in there taking pictures, and it was all over Twitter, I presume. There's all these pictures and everything, but I think you've actually got to go in there. You've got to see it, and from a certain level, you've got to admire the, you know, the artistry and the work and the cleverness of the whole thing. So there's that, but also I think you do actually have to go in there, and you have to, you know, you can't help but contemplate what it represents. Think about it and be still for a minute and look around and take it in, and it's a different experience than just seeing a few pictures of it on Twitter. You know, a lot of the other stuff you could look at a picture of the, you know, the Sydney gun turret over there, and you could say, oh, that's pretty cool. But I think in particular that. But I was thinking, you know, the other thing is some of the, you know, the physicality of some of these things, like the bomber they've got in the corner there.
G for George.
Yeah, and it's extraordinary, you know, the wings on those things and the tyres. But in fact, you know, the working space is very tiny, so you had these guys who were in these tiny little things for, I don't know how long, but 12 hours or days perhaps. I'm not sure what the range on those things is. Yeah, to a certain extent, you've got to see the physicality of them and compare it to yourself. You know, these huge tyres, these little cockpits, these huge wings, how heavy they must have been, how amazing it was they even got them into the air, and those tiny little fighter things.
Yeah, the Sopwith Camels and the like.
Barely, you know, barely looked like they will wheel along the ground. How they got them into the air and buzzing around is bizarre. You know, you see the footage and you know that it happened, but you just look at it and think, I just don't get how you sat in there and those little propellers.
Thanks for speaking to me, Joe.
Okay, no problem.
And your?
Rye.
Twitter handle?
The crazy one.
What do you think of the Australian War Memorial?
Funny enough, I didn't want to come here. I actually told the friend that I'm here with, let's just ditch it and go somewhere else. Well, it's not even a correct representation of war. You don't see any blood, any death. And to me, that's war. It's loss and it's failure and it's loss. It's really, it's pain and loss. That's all it is. And then we make this big, giant building that looks awesome from the outside. I give it that. Like, when we draw, I'm like, whoa, that looks cool. But, yeah, it's all the realities of your war aren't in this building. You know, we've got like a damaged sub, but it doesn't convey the horror that the sailors would have gone through when it got damaged. So yeah, that's how I feel about it. I don't like any sort, I don't commemorate like Anzac Day. It's not because I know we're meant to remember, and the thing is I don't forget, so I can't commemorate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What do you think of the Australian War Memorial?
I think it's lovely and it's very thoughtful and quite solemn, but it's telling a wonderful story. And I'm from Canada.
So you're looking at it from the outside in.
But also in a very parallel type of way, because Canada has very similar war history, I would say, considering we fought in the same wars as... We were all in the Commonwealth. We were often in the same wars as well. Commonwealth, yeah.
Is it appropriate?
Very, I would say so.
And your name?
Joni Freeman of Sydney.
How about you guys? Your name?
I'm Tristan.
And Elise.
And what do you think of the Australian War Memorial?
Yeah, it's a very respectful place. It's certainly you come here and you wonder how war can happen when you see this kind of environment, and you know the artifacts and the desperate stories that you hear of people and their suffering, in war. You know, these poor men and women who represent you as a country, I suppose. It's pretty sad stuff.
Yeah, I just think it's an Australian story that has to be told, really. It's just kind of interesting to come back here. I haven't been here since the Year 6 excursion, so it's kind of cool to see it all again.
Is it appropriate? A lot of people say that there's glorification of war versus respect for what people have done. Is it appropriate?
Definitely. You know, there's stories that have to be told.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you. What's your name?
Helen.
And your Twitter handle?
Helen Lear.
What do you think of the Australian War Memorial?
Really good, really good, actually. Yeah, very beautiful.
You've got a British accent.
I do. I really loved the stained glass windows inside. I thought they were really gorgeous. And the mosaics up the wall as well.
In the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yes. That was my favourite bit, yeah.
And you are?
Marcus. My handles are mstraz on Twitter.
And your thoughts on the Australian War Memorial?
Oh, I love the Australian War Memorial. It surprises you because it feels smaller when you come in. You just have, you know, all the wars, every single conflict, all the history there. From, you know, the life-size replicas and actually probably not replicas as well. And just all the little dioramas in the wall. Yeah, fantastic.
Would you recommend people come here?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep, definitely.
What about the respect side of things versus glorification?
Versus what, sorry?
Yeah, the glorification of war.
I think it's very respectful. I think because when you come in, you have that nice memorial and you have the reflection pool. It makes you think about where you are before you come in and you see all these things.
Yeah, the Hall of the Unknown Soldiers, a little bit sombre, you know, the mood, but also having the different divisions of the armed forces there. It's nice, actually, but yeah, it does set a mood, and you definitely feel, I guess, something, really. It sets you back a bit. I think the respect comes in a little bit, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cameron Riley.
Twitter name?
Cameron Riley. Too easy. What do you think of the Australian War Memorial?
I really struggle coming to the War Memorial. It brings up tremendous feelings of anger and cynicism about how Australia's involvement in war is displayed and, I have to say, glorified here, even though the staff here say that's not what they're doing. But it's very hard, I think, to make an argument that they're not glorifying Australia's involvement in a variety of, you know, late 19th century and 20th century wars.
Would you encourage people to come and visit?
No, I wouldn't. Despite the fact that I quite admire some of the historical artifacts that they have here, and I quite enjoy that, overall I think this is a very, very poor representation of Australia's involvement in 20th century wars, in particular, the majority of which were idiotic. Our involvement in them was ill-advised. Not only did tens of thousands of Australian lives get wasted tragically in these wars, but, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or in some cases millions of lives of other people in other countries were wasted alongside them. So, no, they would have to do a much better job of articulating the horrors of war and the stupidity of our repeated involvement in war for me to recommend. Instead of "We shall never forget," it should read "We shall never get involved in stupid, idiotic wars that our governments justify ever again."
Thanks, Cameron.
You're welcome.
Hello, you're?
Jane.
What's your Twitter handle?
Jane Louise Green.
And what do you think of the Australian War Memorial?
I love the Australian War Memorial. I've been here before, and I think it's magnificent.
Why?
Because it's interesting. The history is fascinating. The exhibits are very thoughtfully displayed, and I just think it's brilliant.
Is it appropriate, the balance between glorification versus respect?
I don't think there's any glorification. I don't think there's any glorification at all. It's all about paying respect, and it's a, from a historical point of view, I think it's a very fascinating place because you learn things and you learn about how these poor people, the conditions were just dreadful, dreadful. It's not a glorification at all. It's interesting. It's history.
Would you recommend people come here?
Yes, because it's fabulous.
Thanks, Jane.
You're welcome.
I'm the only one who can say no.
Come on. Be like anonymous.
Who are you? Come on.
Your daughter.
Yes. What do you think, Sabina?
It's all right.
Come on.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Okay. I've been to possibly better and more, dare I say, dramatic museums throughout Europe. Especially visiting places like Auschwitz, but it is still nice to visit part of our history.
War Museum hipster?
Is it appropriate?
Yes.
I'm Eric Wieland.
Twitter handle?
Twitter handle, same, Eric Wieland.
And you're?
Francesca, my Twitter name is Frankie Bree.
What do you think of the Australian War Memorial?
I think it's amazing. I think it's really, really awesome. And the planes and the stories and everything, it's just really fantastic.
Where are you from originally, Eric?
I'm from Norway, so I don't have the connection to it, but I've learned a lot about it, and I think it's really inspiring and fun.
I am a high school teacher, and after going through high school and studying modern history as a senior and learning all about all these wars and then teaching it to my students as well, and after being here at the age of 11 and then coming back at the age of 25, I can really appreciate how incredible this place is and what sort of an effect it can have on many, many different people, particularly Australians, though. I was very excited when I heard that we were coming here because my mum said to me, "You really need to go to the Wall of Honour because your grandmother's uncle fought in Gallipoli and died in France afterwards, so he survived Gallipoli. You need to look for him, go and find him." So as soon as we got here, I was on a mission to find him. We found him, we took a photo, we sent it to Mum. And then we heard a story from one of the workers here, one of the tour guides, about a man from Australia who had been to Gallipoli and had come back and had unfortunately died really tragically in a train crash after coming back to Australia, just outside of his hometown. And it was very moving to hear that after finding my family member's name in the Roll of Honour. So it's been a pretty incredible start to this weekend.
Is it appropriate?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the general thought. That's what people think of the Australian War Memorial, a bit of a cross-section, a few different opinions there. My thoughts are it's a place I have a fascination for. I'm a little bit of a history buff. I know a bit of history, and I think it's a good thing to know a bit of history for those who don't know the lessons of the past are condemned to repeat them, as the saying goes. And I often reference to the wars and think that if a war had have happened when I was 18, 19, 20 years of age, I probably would have got dragged into it. But now that I'm in my 50s and I've had a bit more life experience, I can see the complete and utter stupidity of it all. And for that reason, I have probably a different view on places like the Australian War Memorial to maybe some other people. I think if you walk into the Australian War Memorial with a fairly superficial point of view, you will just see it as another museum of things that are quite irrelevant to your own life here in Australia, or really for that matter anywhere in the world, but for the fact that we are all born at a different time, or we happen to be in a situation where war hasn't impacted us because our family members haven't gone for some reason, We don't necessarily understand what's going on. And I have a bit of a problem with the Australian War Memorial for those reasons. I think our culture has great difficulty in expressing what the true story of war is all about. The spin is often that of valour, but the true horrors are literally too severe to mention. I don't think most people have got the stomach for, you know, hearing, seeing the true horror of it. We can see it in filmmaking, we can romanticise it, but to really get to terms with the true horror of war, I think, is way too unpalatable for most people's sensitivities, and they just don't have the stomach for it. And really, that's my point. I think what you see at the Australian War Memorial is a sanitised version. Yes, all the history is there, the battles are mentioned, what went down is mentioned, it's all talked about. And if you take the time to appreciate the stories, you can understand a certain amount of the horror. But I think that the Australian War Memorial basically just gives us a fairly distant view from it. I personally, in these sorts of museums, and that's what they are, there might be a memorial, but they're supposed to be a museum. I would like to actually see the true horror. You know, I mean, the full-on terror and gore and the sadness of the families who have lost loved ones. I would like to see it shocking in all of its totally grotesque reality. I would like to see people leaving the Australian War Memorial crying and utterly shocked, because that's the reality of war. And I think the sanitised version that the War Memorial puts on basically is a bit of a feel-good experience. And it removes us from the reality of it. It's much like if you're reading ancient Roman history, it doesn't have an impact on you because you're removed from it. But the wartime in ancient Rome was just as bad as the war is today. And we should try and drive that home. But I know that wouldn't be at all popular. I know that people wouldn't go. I know that people wouldn't want to see that. They prefer the sanitised version of it. And I think that is one of the reasons why we then go on into other wars and all sorts of other tragedies. As for the place in general, well, you know, I'm fascinated with history and I do enjoy the intellectual side of a bit of military history. But the number one thing I get out of the Australian War Memorial is incredible, immense sadness of the fact that this has always been happening throughout human history, and unfortunately I think it's going to continue to play out. We're going to have more wars, we're going to have more tragedies, we're going to have more horror and more harmed people, and I think it's just incredibly sad, and I don't think we're really learning the lessons of the past. But what the Australian War Memorial does is it does assist us to remember what happened, and it does educate people at least a little bit as to what went on, and maybe some people to rally against the stupidity of what politicians and our overlords do. As for whether you should go and see the Australian War Memorial, well, that's up to you. But I honestly think it is an interesting place. It is fascinating to go and see, but it is, for me, one of the saddest places in Australia.